Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 10th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we have prepared this message on this beautiful Tuesday morning here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, Sustaining All Things, and is based on a scripture text that Brooksine will read from Hebrews 1, verse 3.
The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word.
This morning I drove across the county before 5 a.m. I was quite confident the sun would rise, and I was not disappointed. In fact, I am confident that it rose wherever you live, although it might be obstructed by clouds. The sun's rising is among all things God sustains, and we really give it little thought or worry. Modern technology works because of the amazing consistency of the Creator's design and His sustaining. For instance, the precise time in an atomic clock is measured by the cesium atom's natural frequency of exactly 9,192,631,770 oscillations or cycles of resonant frequency per second. The cesium atomic clock, and I may not be pronouncing cesium correctly, has an accuracy of 1 second in 1,000,000 years. God sustains this minute detail, and yet most readers can't even comprehend its meaning. And I sure can, or how they come up with it.
And I couldn't even read the paragraph, so that tells you where I am on that. Airplanes fly because gravity is consistent. Can you imagine how terrifying flying would be if there were unpredictable gravity surges? I don't think many of us would fly. Again, this is evidence of God's sustaining power.
Every phrase in today's scripture is powerful and rich with meaning. But I want to focus on the latter portion that grips my heart today. The sun is, quote, sustaining all things, end quote. There are many things we can focus on that will bring us anxiety and distress. It may be a personal health issue or a family matter. It may be our finances or the condition of the world with the turmoil and uncertainty.
We just don't know how these and many other issues will all work out. But we can experience great comfort in this eternal truth. God is sustaining all things by His powerful word. God is sustaining every single microchip and every single cell in my body and everyone else's body. In Colossians 1:17, we read this, in Him all things hold together. And in Psalm 107:15, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men.
The word sustaining is translated upholding in the King James Version. The Amplified Bible seeks to bring out the richness of the Greek by stating, and I quote, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by His mighty word of power, end quote. The Greek word pheron is in the present active, indicating a concept that is dynamic, not static. The sun's work as sustaining involves not only support, but also movement. He is the one who carries all things forward on their appointed course.
The God who is sustaining all things certainly is also sustaining each one of us. He speaks through the prophet Isaiah to the ancient people of God, and thus through the scriptures to each one of us. Hear the words of the Lord from Isaiah 46:3. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all you who remain of the house of Israel, you whom I have upheld since you were conceived and have carried since your birth.
Truly, He's got the whole world in His hands, and just as truly, He's got you and me, brother, and you and me, sister, as well, in His hands. Rest in that wonderful assurance today. Raise your eyes heavenward and declare, I believe you are sustaining all things by your powerful word, and you will accomplish what concerns me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting.
Let's pray together. Father, we are assured that you will guide us each day, this day, as we keep in step with your Spirit. You satisfy our needs and give strength to the weary. Thank you for hearing our cries and saving us from our troubles. Thank you for being close to the brokenhearted and comforting those whose spirits have been crushed. Though we choose to live according to your ways, we know that we're not exempt from problems, but we are greatly encouraged to know that you, Father, solve them all and sustain us in the midst of them. Thank you, faithful, holy, and righteous one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for allowing us to share a few minutes with you, perspective from God's Word, and the wonderful assurance that God is sustaining all things. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. That's all one word, dailyencouragement.net. And on the site today, we have a photo of a sunrise along with a silo. It's not a photo that I took this morning, or for that matter, even I took. A friend shared it with me. It is a local photo. But it just really seemed to fit well today as I considered God's sustaining power. We do have several photos up on the site. Excuse me, we just have one photo up on the site today I plan to use. But we do have several musical links that we feel further support the message and may encourage you. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful in the one who indeed sustains all things.